Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to my podcast, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. Now, there's a classic song, classic country song that I'm sure you all know, where I don't even know who the singer is, where he sings, looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love with too many faces, and these words say it all when it comes to love and relationship and how most people are really looking for love in all the wrong places where it can't be found at all or where it comes and goes like the wind. Because people are fickle and what pleases them today doesn't please them the next. Or their attention quickly moves to the next exciting person or thing. And no one can possibly hold you as their undying, unwavering focus of love and attention on a 24/7 basis in order for you to somehow feel loved and secure, which is what the farce of marriage and even just general kind of relationship that people agree upon unconsciously is supposed to do. Regardless of how lovable you are, everyone else, including your lover, is really more interested in themselves and pleasing themselves. Everyone else is more focused on their own happiness rather than your happiness. And that is how it should be. Because it is no one else's job to please you and make sure you're happy and feel loved and feel secure, etc., etc., all the time. And even if they did decide to dedicate every waking moment of their lives towards ensuring your happiness, no one can actually make you happy. You have to make yourself happy. And it's no fun putting somebody in a prison like that and making them your slave. So, if your happiness and self-worth is dependent upon other people's love and attention, then your happiness is going to go up and down like the proverbial manic depression roller coaster. And it's not just love that most people are looking for in all the wrong places. They're looking for money in the wrong places. And they're looking for success and approval and support and worthiness and loyalty and appreciation and respect in all the wrong places. And basically, all the wrong places that people are looking for love and all those other things are from people. The wrong place to look for love and appreciation and loyalty and support and respect, etc., is from those fickle people that can't actually give you any of those things. You've got to get them yourself. And even if they do give you love and respect and loyalty, etc., unless you love, honor, and respect yourself, all their love, honor, and respect does absolutely nothing for you because you are not able to receive it. No one can give you anything that you don't already have and therefore allow and believe that you have. No one can really love you unless you love yourself and therefore allow the vibration of love to come to you. No one can love you if you can't receive it. No one can respect and honor you if you don't respect and honor yourself. Even if you're an open book and allowing and receiving 100% of all the goodness coming your way, but you're still reliant upon all those conditions and attention from other people, as soon as their attention moves on and wavers to someone else, you're going to be depressed. So, if you truly want to be happy all the time and truly feel loved 24/7 and feel supported and honored and respected and worthy, etc., stop looking towards other people to get it, because They can't give it to you, and it's not their job to give it to you in the first place. It's your job to give it to yourself. And the fact is, you're already getting an infinite amount of love and honor and respect and admiration and appreciation and support and loyalty, etc., being sent your way and focused upon you 24/7, whether you know it or not, right now, from your own source self. Or to use the old world terminology, from God. 24/7, God, source, all that is showering, shining, blasting all the love in the universe, all the support and loyalty and honor and respect upon you 24/7, because source, God, goddess, all that is, knows that you are perfect and amazing, and you are source. And complete acceptance and allowance and unconditional love and complete honor and respect is always being projected towards you and resonate and resonated for you, vibrated for you constantly by your source self, no matter what you or anyone else thinks about you, positive or negative. Source is always 24/7, every nanosecond, loving you completely unconditionally. Unconditionally. Source is loving you regardless of any physical, mental, or spiritual conditions. 24/7. Source never, ever, ever for a nanosecond ever judges you for anything. Even if you were Adolf Hitler, or Osama bin Laden, or Joseph Stalin, or any number of terrible people, even if you tortured and imprisoned and killed millions, still, you as source kept unconditionally loving you no matter what. Your source, God, Goddess, all that is, always, 24/7, 100%, unconditionally loved you and never ever looked at all the negative crap you were doing, ever. And source, you as source, God, kept guiding you towards that love, regardless if you listened or focused that love, focused on that love or not. Source has always been guiding you, always has been guiding you on the path of least resistance towards source, toward God, towards love, towards fun, towards excitement, towards everything divine. Because source never, ever, ever gives up on anyone. And never, ever focuses negatively. Ever. Only focuses on the positive. There's no such thing as a lost cause. I mean, certainly people get lost temporarily. They may temporarily walk down the dark path. But they are always being guided back to love. Guided back to source. Guided back to the light, because source is always focused on that vibration and never ever looks towards the dark. And even if a person dies, before they died, they were completely lost, completely went down the dark path, as it were. It doesn't matter, because as soon as they croak, absolutely everyone enters the pure positive state, the pure energy state of love and light, etc. Pure source, pure love, pure God state. Or, in the old terminology, everyone goes immediately to heaven, so to speak. No one gets cast out for being a despicable wretch, because even after being despicable wretches, as soon as they croak, everyone remembers how magnificent they are, and remember that they just forgot how magnificent they were, and they remember that life was just one of many. That life they just had was just one of many that helps them expand and helps expand the universe and expand their soul and helps improve life on Earth and life in the universe, because terrible things cause people to launch massive rockets of desire for massive improvement. So even if terrible people in terrible situations are extremely valuable in the overall picture of creation, let me say that so you get it. even terrible people in terrible situations, terrible historical situations, terrible situations that happen to you, are extremely valuable in the overall picture of your soul, your expansion, your growth, and the overall picture of creation in general and evolution. So, question is, what do you want for your life? Do you want more love? Do you want more money, more success, more respect, more loyalty, more peace, more ease, more happiness, more freedom, more honor, more self-worth? What do you want? And who, what, and where are you looking for these things? Who are you looking to give them to you? Where are you looking them to get them from? If you're looking anywhere on planet Earth for them, you're looking in the wrong place. If you're looking for physical conditions from humans and society and nature and the environment and politics and commerce and religion and beliefs and lovers and family and friends and children to change so that you can be happy finally or feel loved or respected or honored, etc., then you are putting yourself in a powerless position, and you're looking for love in all the wrong places. And in fact, you don't even have to look for love or whatever you think you need, whether that's honor or respect or whatever, because whatever you think you need, you already have it. You just don't know it. Source, you as source, is already giving it to you, has already become it, and is guiding you to the physical experience of it. Source is already giving you the vibration, the feeling of love, and happiness, and worthiness, and respect, and honor, etc., etc. Anything that you think you want and need for your happiness, 24/7. And it's your job to be open and allowing to receive that. And then be open and allowing to be guided towards the physical manifestations of those vibrations that you as Source are vibrating for you and have already become for you. You see, it's completely backwards how 99.9% of the entire race of humanity on planet Earth acts. They say, give me love and then I'll feel loved. Or give me love and then I'll love other people. They say, give me money and then I'll feel prosperous. Give me money and then I'll be generous. Give me respect and then I'll feel respected. Give me respect and then I'll respect other people. Give me success and then I'll feel successful. But those are all backwards. It's feeling first and then manifestation. It's vibration first and then the physical manifestation. It's the thought first. It's the desire first. Then the feeling, which is an indication of your desire that you're on track or not. And then it's the vibration. The feeling tells you what you're vibrating. And then it's the physical manifestation. Finally, the proper order is to get what you want, to create what you want in your life, is connect to Source. Then the source of everything you already are and everything you desire and feel your magnificence. So it's connect to Source. Source of everything that you already are and everything you desire. And then feel that awesome magnificence. Feel vibration. The vibration of your infinite awesomeness and your all-powerful, infinite creative power. And then feel your infinite power as a creator of worlds. And when you can do that, then anything is possible. Then, finally, the physical manifestations of the feelings of love, honor, respect, success. So the feelings, the vibration, then the feelings. The physical manifestations of the feelings of love, honor, respect, success, riches, freedom, joy, fun, adventure, excitement, etc., whatever you want, just naturally manifests as a result of your feeling, of you feeling the vibrations of those things and connecting to your awesomeness that is love and is respect is love. You are love. You are respect. You are worthiness. You are riches and you are prosperity. So when you connect to what you truly are, which is that, which is love, respect, worthiness, riches, prosperity, you are freedom. When you connect to that, when you connect to the honor and respect you are, you as source are already everything you desire. And then you can actually be those things. You have those things, they manifest. And you are in no way separate from that infinite, all-powerful, magnificent, creative power that you truly are, your source self. It only feels that way when you're thinking in limited ways. That you, as source, never thinks. You, as source, never thinks about lack or poverty or conflict or prejudice ever, 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 ever. Source is only ever 100%, 24/7, focused on unlimitedness, complete abundance, immense well-being, complete freedom, complete unconditional love, honor, and respect. Source is never, ever focused on your dramas and your traumas. Source is only 100%, 24/7, focused on solutions and improvement and expansion and better and more and improvement. And better and more. Better and more is the mantra of your source. And because source is always focused on the positive, that's why you can feel like God has abandoned you when you're feeling depressed. Of course, because source, God, is not focused on your depression. So yes, source did abandon you. Source is looking in the completely opposite direction. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? God didn't forsake Jesus at all. Jesus was just looking down the pain path, obviously. Must have sucked being on that cross. But Source, God, Father, was looking towards the resurrection. So, everything wonderful that you desire to be, do, and have for yourself and others, and for this planet and this universe, is where you, as Source, as God, Goddess, all that is 100%, 24/7 focused upon, because you, as Source, has already become these things. Ask and you shall receive. When you ask, everything is given to you. You just haven't manifested it physically yet. And because Source has already become your desires, how could Source focus otherwise anyway? Why would Source focus on a lack of what you want when it has already become the complete abundance of what you want? It doesn't make any sense. Why would God focus on a lack of money when Source has already become a multi-trillionaire and is the absolute essence of complete abundance? It makes no sense. So the key to being, doing, and having everything you want is to be, is to think, feel, and vibrate, and be the abundance, the fullness, the wholeness of what you want, like Source is and has already become. You've got to become, you vibrate what you already have become and already are as Source. To vibrate your desires so that you can vibrate your desires into physical reality. I'm going to say that again. So what you got to do, the key to being, doing, and having everything you want, is to think, feel, and vibrate the abundance, the fullness, the wholeness of what you want, to vibrate what you already have, what you've already become, and already are as Source, so that you can vibrate your desires into physical reality and then live them in your physical life. To think and feel and vibrate what you want to be, do, and have what you've already become as Source into physical reality. So, how do I do that? The key is, you got to be a kid again. You got to be a child again. You've got to remember when you were a child and you were a magical creator of anything that you could imagine. Whatever you imagined came true. You lived it. You beat it. You played it. You got to be a kid again before they beat the magic out of you. Remember the time before they started telling you you were wrong and bad and that things were limited and you couldn't make your dreams come true. Remember, before they beat the kid out of you, before they told you you were limited and helpless and powerless and unworthy, and you couldn't do this and you couldn't do that and keep your day job, and you got to remember what it was like to be a dreamer before they convinced you that dreams only come true in fairy tales and for the occasional special celebrity. You got to remember that you are an unlimited, all-powerful, omniscient, omnipresent creator of infinite miracles and magic. You got to remember that anything is possible and anything can be created. And it is as easy to create $1 as it is to create $10 billion. It's as easy to create a button as a castle, as Abraham always says. And it's only a matter of perception and belief. And in the eyes of Source, in the eyes of you as Source, who you truly are, there is no such thing as big and small. Everything is easy and nothing is difficult or hard or impossible. There's no such thing as an impossible mission, as far as Source is concerned. How could anything be impossible for Source, for God? It makes no sense. How could anything be impossible to a God, which is what you truly are? That makes absolutely no sense. So, you are God. You are infinite creation. You are immortal divine magnificence. You are divine perfection. You are all that is. And I worship at your feet in praise and edification of your awesome infinite magnificence. Praise be to you, heavenly God or goddess or of your infinite awesomeness. Praise be to your infinite creative power and unconditional love. Thank you for being the awesome you that you truly are. Thank you for blessing us all with your awesome magnificence. We are blessed to have you on planet Earth and to be in your presence. Our lives are greater because of your divine existence. Thank you. So, God, Goddess, who you truly are, or non-gender specific divine person, go now and be the awesome, magnificent, all-powerful creator of infinite possibilities that you truly are. Shine your divine light to help others remember that they too are gods and goddesses or little godlets. And remember and help others remember with the example of your life that we all can truly and literally create anything we can imagine. And limitation does not exist. It is just a game that we play. And true reality is unlimitedness. Unlimitedness. And the purpose of our existence is not to prove our worthiness. We are not unworthy, so we don't need to prove our worthiness. The purpose of our life is just to have fun. Purpose of life is joyful creation. Purpose of life is the exciting adventure of turning thoughts into things, and turning crappy things into wonderful things. And the basis of life is freedom. And we are free and 100% empowered to literally create anything we desire. Not to prove anything to God or other people, but just because we can and it's fun. So, as one of my mentors, Mad Morris, says, make life an adventure because that is what it is. Life is not some means to an end. There is no end. You are an immortal soul that has always been and always will be. So be the awesome, all-powerful, infinite, immortal creator you truly are, who can never get anything wrong and who is never done having fun, creating and making life a joyful, love-filled adventure. And as my favorite and most awesome and magnificent and all-powerful mentor, the most enlightened master of all space, time, and dimension always says, and that's me, make life a holiday. Because life is and can be one big infinite vacation of nonstop fun and adventure if you make it that way. And stop making life so freaking seriously, because there's nothing really serious or important going on down here. We're just here for the fun of it. We're just here for the joyful creation of desire and manifesting those desires into physical reality, because we can and because it's fun, and then we get to delight in our awesome magnificence that we created that. So, again, in the immortal words of the great, awesome, magnificent Master Chiron, make life a holiday! Woohoo! Thanks for watching this video. If you got something from it, share with your friends, bless some of these amazing teachings, and come visit me at Chiron.com. And I bless you on your magnificent journey of divine creation. My name is Chiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Blessings on your magnificent journey.